Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella joins us with our extremely local news report. Jen, what do we make of this plan to overhaul Lakeshore Drive, DuSable Lakeshore Drive?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so for years, there's been debate over with aldermen and with the Department of Transportation, both on the state and local level, on how to overhaul Lakeshore Drive to make it safer, to make it less backed up where that curve is over by Navy Pier. And there's the latest proposal has been released, and there's going to be a public meeting on it next week. But some Northside Alder people who have their wards along Lakeshore Drive say it does not focus on public transportation enough. It would not include a bus-only lane, which is something that Alder people and some public transit advocates have asked for, just because it gets like buses. People who take buses on Lakeshore Drive to downtown know that during rush hour, it is just a slog. You're just sitting in traffic. So a lot of other cities on roads like this have bus-only lanes where cars can't drive in them. This plan does not include that. They do have bus-like lanes where they can merge on, but otherwise it's pretty car-centric. It would add more access points for pedestrians and cyclists to the drive, and it would eliminate some of that curve that always causes a backup coming mm-hmm. in and out of downtown. But yeah, we'll see what happens. There was a statement signed by 14 Alder people calling on IDOT to rethink this plan. So there's a meeting next week. We'll see what happens. This is still in the planning stages, but they did want to finalize plans for the overhaul of the drive by 2025. So we are getting near the end here where they need to approve something and get started with work.
And we're talking about the north section, right, between Grand Avenue and Hollywood. Is that it?
Correct.
Let's talk about what's going on in Logan Square, the landmark district from Humboldt Boulevard to Cortland Street. And this is now going to be protected. Is that it?
Yes, there is a strip of homes. If you drive down south on Logan Boulevard, Humboldt Boulevard, there are these beautiful homes along the boulevard. But for years, the homes in Humboldt Park have not been protected. That means whoever wants to tear down a really beautiful historic home on the boulevard can do it, pretty much. And Alderman Jesse Fuentes has been the first in decades to respond to preservationists who wanted to expand the Logan Landmarks District to include these homes. They're moving to protect these homes that have been built between the 1890s and 1920. This would give homeowners guidelines if they wanted to do any changes to their property, and it would prevent people from, you know, knocking these homes down. So preservationists are really happy about it. There hasn't been much pushback, according to the aldermen. Expect a bigger Boulevard district there on the west side.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And this is sad. This restaurant that's been around for 27 years in Bucktown closing up. Tell us about Nick's.
Yeah, Nick's has been there for as long as I can remember in Bucktown. It's just like kind of a fast casual place. They got the charbroiled chicken, the pita chicken sandwiches. They're actually very known for their kind of Greek style chicken. They actually sent Block Club a DM yesterday on Instagram and said, you know, tomorrow's the last day you're going to be able to come and get our food. So they're ending this 27-year run. They've gone through so many property tax increases. They had to move 10 years ago, a little bit further down the street on Damon. So the family-run business is like, we want to keep it open, but it is just getting too expensive to operate in Bucktown as property taxes have really climbed. So they're considering looking for a new location, but for now it's goodbye. So if you are a fan of Nick's, head in there tonight before 9 p.m. They're hoping to, you know, see all of their regulars before they close.
Well, they'll be busy. 2023 North Damon Avenue. And synchronized swimming is back at Wright College. They helped popularize this, didn't they?
They They did. I actually was so fascinated by this story. It goes back to the early 1900s when Kay Curtis, who was dubbed the mother of synchronized swimming, began experimenting with these graceful swimming movements while she was a diver at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She went on to teach at Wright College and start a group of synchronized swimmers at the school in 1939. It was the first ever synchronized swimming competition in the United States. They organized this at the World Fair of 1933. So it's just a really fascinating story. And people, there's generations of young women mostly who and age into older women who join these synchronized swimming teams, and they are actually trying to grow the team again after the pandemic. The pool had closed at Wright College during like around 2020 through 2022, and they had a hard time finding other practice spaces. So the team has kind of dwindled. So if you are interested in exploring synchronized swimming, they say, if you can swim, you can do this. It's really a lot of fun. It's cool. If you want to watch it at the Olympics starting tomorrow, you can watch the pros do it. But it is a really cool thing, and I did not know of its Chicago roots. And just a really fascinating story if you want to check it out at lockclubchicago.org.
Am I the only one who, when you mentioned synchronized swimming, I think back to an old Saturday Night Live bit. You Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about, but I think it's still pretty
funny.
I'm
going to do that right now.
Blockclubchicago.org for more. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.